Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 11, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the growing factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And of course, today is September 11, the day when America commemorates the 9/11 attacks in 2001, where a series of four coordinated attacks resulted in the deaths of thousands and thousands of people in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. A very sad day indeed. But turning to Zimbabwe, we are talking about the growing rifts in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
President Robert Mugabe told thousands of his supporters at Pindura Chipatse Stadium in Mashonaland Central on Saturday that it would be unprecedented for the presidency to be handed over to an appointee without the ruling party's input.
But for the second time, Mr. Mugabe's remarks contradicted his wife, who had addressed the same gathering a few minutes earlier, reiterating that Mr. Mugabe had a right to handpick a successor. Mrs. Mugabe, believed to be in a faction called Generation 40, went on to attack Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, accusing him of leading a rival faction called Team Lacoste. Mr. Mugabe has already been named by ZANU-PF as its presidential candidate for polls due in 2018, but his advanced age has been a source of friction for would-be successors.
If you wish to join this show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tila uti tinge tichitari sanizwe mapisha pisha, arimu batu re ZANU-PF. Apo takaona kuchipadze, kubindura uku. Kuchiratidza kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvaita manyamamire nerongo nekuti mumwe mutedzeri wevatungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vanenge vaingotambidzanwa sefoshoro yeparufu nemhuri yekwaMugabe vachimbobatwa-batwa navaMugabe kwozoti naivo amai Grace Mugabe. Uye imwe nyaya yaibuda pandeye kunetsana kukuru kuri mubato iri kuti ndiani achatora chigaro chavaMugabe. VaMugabe vachiti aiwa ivo havasi kuzotaura kuti ndiani achatora chigaro chavo, asi kuti zviri kubato. Asi mudzimai wavo amai Grace Mugabe vachiti aiwa VaMugabe vane chekuita nekusarudza munhu achatsiva VaMugabe kana vachinge vasiyaiwo chigaro. Hongu VaMugabe ndivo vari kukwikwidza vakamirira bato rezanupiefu musarudzo dzegore rinouya. Asi makore avo vasvika makore makumi mapfumbamwe nematatu gore rino rinotevera vanenge vawedzera zvakare, uye nyaya yekuti vanombopota vachienda kunorapwa kuSingapore uko gore rino vanenge vakatoenda katatu chaiko, zvaakukonzera kuti mubato muite kunetsana pakuti ndiani achatora chigaro chavo. Gibbs,
kunjalo Blessing, siyabonga kakhulu ngemfoyo. Okukanya ke uBlessing akumbira mgceke lapha yikuti kukhona ukulwisana kumangalisayo kubanja leZANU PF. Sizwile ke kulangali chipadze stadium ePindura, umongameli Robert Mugabe sithi hayi bantu loko kuti ke umbuso wakhe engawuthatha ukuqhubele omunye kungeke kwenzakala ngoba iconstitution kuba ngithi sisekelo sombuso welizwe asikuvumi. Uphindezile wangena wajula sibele sithi ukuthi kukhona okunyake kubone umsekelo wakhe Emerson Mnangagwa ake kwenze uthi uyakwazi konke lokho kulalokho lokuthiwa yi-Chorocho Declaration ukuthi lakho uyakwazi kuba sekubuya lokunye okutshiyeneyo kodwa ke uthi hayi akunjengalokho okukhulunywa ngumkakhe ukuthi adinga umuntu amfake esikhundleni. So bakhulume endaweni efanayo kwakhanya ngazani imbono yabo iyehlukana khonapho umuntu lomkakhe. Kuzobuya ke nxa abantu bekhuluma kuthiwa ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kokhela lokho kuthiwa i-Generation 40 ingani laba sakhulakhulayo njalo ngazange vele impi yemkhululeko. Kuzobuya ke umnumzana uMnangagwa yena kuthiwa ukhokhela kuthiwa i-Tim Lacoste. So asikhulumeni sizweni ukuthi kubuya ngaphuda walolo.
I think Gibbs, we have our first guest, that is the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, Mr. Victor Matema Danda. Mr. Matema Danda, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Gibbs, you can start the roll, the ball rolling.
Thank you, Pleasant. So, Mr. Tamatanda, we see that there is a lot of friction in ZANU-PF, and sometimes it seems as if the president and his wife actually differ on issues, especially this issue of succession. So, can you tell us what is causing all this?
I don't, well, I'll speak not as a member of ZANU-PF, but as a person who was in ZANU-PF, and I think I know some of the things that go on, but I cannot be up to date with the everyday dynamics because I am no longer a member of that party. Well, it's not true to say they differ, that is Mugabe and his wife. They don't differ, they plan their things together, and try to you know, the wife, if you want, in Shonanunzi, Ahana Ganda, meaning a person who does not care about what people say in commenting on what she will have said. And the strategy is to use her to provoke a situation which the husband will then either support or try to contradict, because you'll be wanting some more, if you like it, evidence or to file more pressure. So it's not true that they differ. They plan their things together, and then the wife starts talking about what they will have planned.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, your name was featuring prominently on Saturday at this particular rally, but of course for the wrong reasons. We heard Pasina Matema Danda, Pasina Mtsangwa, Pasina Mahia, such slogans. And the first lady said something quite revealing, according to some. She said that the Army General, Constantino Chiwenga, is the one who imposed Christopher Mtsangwa to lead the war veterans, claiming that that is what the president wanted. But of course, the first lady was saying the president never said that, essentially saying the general was being economic with the truth or has a complicated relationship with the truth. Was Mr. Mtsangwa imposed and your leadership?
No. Of course, you remember that time in the court for disputing what she says, and the charges that I undermine the authority. So I don't want to talk much about that, but the truth about everything is that she's not aware of what happened, and it's just unfortunate that she's given information which she does not verify and then dish out, which if the videos of what was happening are produced, of course she will not care because she does not care. But what happened is the opposite of what she said. I was a team a member of the elders then. Mm-hmm. And as we were approaching the election time, it was announced that the president had said that, in fact, it was not the name, but it was said that authorities had said any of the elders is not allowed to contest. We did not dispute that because we did not know where.
Hello, Mr. Matebadanda? We might have lost him, but we'll try to call him back. But of course, he was talking about how they were elected. We'll come back to that subject, Gibbs.
Soke kizuruka nda wali azizuela lapake uya kuluma umnumzana Victor Matematanda. Bekutuwa pansi lae, you heard the slogan, listening as you actually said it. So, ngaye kuluma inangu wake uti kuna kukwenza gala kubanda le Zanu PF, ukaya Zanu Monga Meli lo mgake, babu melana, uwezo kusitike unkosi kazi kresi mkabe, aveze kuluma kunye, unga Zani, uya pongu kwekwa, lapa, aveze kuluma anji. So utokunye kungani uyabe ngazanga kale kubungule. Ukuthi kumela kwethule njani, njalo akwethule yini. So kungani ulokukhonona khonapho umzana Matematanda ukuthi hayi bantu. Ukwenzakala khona ngale kungani kuyamangalisa. So ke sibona ukuthi bekulabantu kade bengena ku-Facebook lapho ukuthi bekhuluma blessing. So wathi ngeke ndinge ababili abathathu nje sizwe ukuthi abantu bathini. So abasanda kusixhuma zulu kandaba, sikhuma ngodaba ongani uyasinda. Udaba lokuthi kuna ngale kuzana uPF ngani songena impehlane abantu abalwi nje bathela manje. So ke unkosazana unkosikazi Grace Mgabe uyakhuluma sithi hayi bantu umnumzana Emerson Nanga kwa uyona sibone ke kulo Andrew Makanga uthi ya lapha ke kumele senze njani. Okay, siyamuzwa. Uzobuya ke umehlulele moyo uthi Zimbabweans we deserve life that we are living now. Yeah, which would be even best Zimbabwe, Bangani, Avenz Woodley, so long, Maculade. You Maculade is Temsutis from Fonella, a Ukrainian Sultan and Woodlero, Sakutina, Colombo Maculade, a open looking Olaco, Nasuk Fonella. Yeah, so Sulu and Colombo.
I think Mr. Matemadanda is back. Mr. Matemadanda?
Hello?
Yes, you can continue. You were talking about the elders and you were saying that earlier they had been told not to campaign for any positions. You can continue.
No, to contest.
To contest, yes. Mm-hmm.
To contest on the particular election.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when Chris, when they called for the position of chairman, that's when Chris stood up, and because of the support of the whole room, it was a hole. Everybody supported him, and no one could stand and oppose because it was obvious people had chosen him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not true to say that Chiwenga had a word about it. If the president had told anyone, then he told the delegate to support Mchangwa, not Chiwenga. Or if Chiwenga told anyone, maybe he told the delegate, because Chris stood, he was supported by everybody, and no one chose to oppose. The person calling called five times if there was anyone who wanted to contest, and no one stood up. This is the truth of what happened, and we have got videos to this effect. So it's not true that Chiwenga gave an instruction. It's not true.
Gibbs.
Yeah, so sibone ke lapha sokulo baba blessing, we've got a second guest, and that is Mehluli Matimpofu. He's a Zimbabwean that is living in Canada and is very interested in politics. Mr. Pofu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. How are you today?
No, we are fine. So now, akusitshele sibili nxa ubona udaba lolu lwenzakala khona ngale Zimbabwe ukukhanya ngazani ke inkosikazi Grace Mgabe lo mnumzana uMgabe bathi heyi kulo baba lapho Emerson Mnanga khongani wenza kube nenkemenkeme yendaba phakathi kwezanu PF.
yona inkemenkeme enkulu kakhulu kodwa mina ngithi inkemenkeme yendaba kodwa mina ngilokusola okukhona ukuthi kanti laba bantu bakhanya besilwa kangaka kodwa balokhu besidla itafula etafuleni elilodwa kungabe kuliqiniso mpela ukuthi bayalwa kumbe kudlalwa ngathi nje abantu
singazi khonapho wena qhubeka khonapho
yikho okungihluphayo ungathi uyakhangelisisa kahle umdala usekhulile kanti kungani bangasihloniphi njengama citizens eZimbabwe ukuthi khona okay umdala usekhulile usefikile isikhathi sokuthi nga uya retire ezihlalela phansi as i-political party esilesikhathi esingakibusa why bengabi le ndlela yokuthi khona kube lo successor kuparty yabo i-successor ngendlela eqondileyo asazi kumbe i-politi bru yabo evotayo kumbe bale ndlela yakhona ngingathandi ukweqela ngase-South Africa e-South Africa kulalokhu abakwenza ukuthi khona kule vote of no confidence upresident ma esehluleka engaphumelela uyaqhubeka kodwa uma kuyikuthi khona wehlulekile kuyangena omunye kulungiselelwe ukuthi kube lomunye ozasele kuthiwa be yi-leader yeparty ebesesezani ebesesiba nguye orezarepresenta iparty kungela kulwa lokhu esikubonayo ngakithi kanti ngakithi kuyini okwenza balwe kangaka yikho okungihluphayo
kodwa phela kuzokuchitheka igazini khonapha mnumzana
igazi lingachitheka uma kuyikuthi impi leyi liqiniso ngoba ungathi uthi uyakhangelisisa kahle laba bantu abalwayo ngabantu abalezimali nothi okuzimadlana lokhu amamiliyoni sikhuluma ngama-billionaires these people Grace Mgabe is a billionaire umnangagwa is a billionaire umgabe nangwakhe is a billionaire kunama-figures amatsha abonisa ukuthi laba bantu bale mali eningi kakhulu njalo ba-capable of doing whatever they want banama-secret diamond mines lapho abayenza khona izimali zonke lezi ezibeza bebe so powerful benelise lokuthi bekhulume kakhulu kangaka so it's a very critical situation kuZimbabwean politics right now okufanele ukuthi ngakuthwala aba bantu bahlala phansi bekhulumisane kahle ukwenzela ukuthi khona i-succession yakhona ingabi lokulwa phakathi siphuma empini thina ngapha eMathebeleland asifuni ukubuyela empini futhi yikho sikufisa ukuthi nga bakhulumisana kube kuhle kungabi lokulwisana lokho abakwenzayo
ubambe khonapho ke mnumzana ungayikatshana so he thinks that there's a very serious problem in ZANU-PF and people are just being dragged into it and the country is burning you know while people have to focus on such things so he's very disappointed indeed
And Mr. Madeba Danda, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Now, Mr. Madeba Danda, some people are saying maybe Bindura was also the war veterans' Damascus moment in that your critics are saying that when Mrs. Mjuru was being kicked out, you were in the forefront denouncing her. You did not defend her enough. Now it's happening to another war veteran. Mr. Mchangwa, and you yourself, you were also kicked out of the party. What is really happening? Do you have any regrets, for example, in the way the war vets handled the Mjuru crisis?
No, I talked several times about this, what happened, and I think unless it is for the benefit of those that did not hear me talking about it. But I want to talk about what happened in Bindura. That maybe they want to cause elections and so forth. But for us being expelled from ZANU-PF, it's not a thing that happened over one night. Remember, we had opposed what was going on for over 2 years, and they were saying we must adjust and correct our ways so so that we don't get expelled. When they expelled our chairman, they gave us conditions to either keep supporting the chairman or get fired from the party.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it happened when we did not know. We were determined, we knew what we wanted, and we did not care about what they were going to say and do. So we were expelled, but for your own information, people have come to us saying we must apply and apologize so that we are readmitted. We say we are not going to apologize because we believe we have done nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So we do not lose sleep by being out of ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
It was not us benefiting from the association or the affiliation. Mm-hmm. It was ZANU-PF benefiting from the efforts of the war veterans. Mm-hmm. If you hear ZANU-PF today, they will tell you that they are strong in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
But the president and the other leaders were never in the rural areas. He is from Highfield.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot win Highfield. Because they are he did no politics in Highfield. ZANU-PF is strong in the rural areas because comrades, war veterans, worked with the masses. So this is why you see now they want to violate, ignore even a high court order to interfere with the war veterans issues,
mm-hmm.
which they know there is a standing high court order.
Mm-hmm.
Against Mandi and Mlala and others, but they still want, as a party, they still want to impose. But now, the truth is that the War Veterans Association is not part of ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
The War Veterans Association is an association of people that participated in the War of Liberation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there was a time when we were affiliated to ZANU-PF. There was also a time when we had the president as our patron, but we have since amended our constitution to remove anything that has to do with patronage and affiliation. So we are not affiliated to any political party. If ZANU-PF have got their association, let them talk about their association. But this association which we lead is not going for any elections anytime soon. We have a constitution, we have a term that is running, we have a court, high court order that supports us. So if anyone wants to violate that and then claim that they are democratic, that they observe the rule of law, let them go ahead. But we are not going to let them do that. We are going to challenge them. Of course, they have police, they have army, they have everything. They have got all the state machinery. They might force things, but they will never force the minds of the people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
They are stooges.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge at the so-called solidarity rally
mm-hmm.
that they are not having any members who support them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So I don't know what they want. I don't know what they want to take away from us. If they want to take away the name, but they will not take away the support.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Please do stay on the line for those of you who are just joining us. Good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party. Of course, the party has made it clear that President Robert Mugabe will represent it in next year's elections, but that has not stopped the infighting, pitting two factions. The so-called Lacoste, Team Lacoste, allegedly led by one of the vice presidents, Emmerson Mnangagwa, and another one, a rival one, called G40, consisting mostly of the so-called young techs in the party, which, of course, includes Professor Jonathan Moyo, Xavier Kasukuere, Mrs. Mugabe herself, according to some, and, of course, Vice President Pelegezela Mpoko Gibbs.
Yeah, I think we've got our third guest. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our third guest, and that is Honorable Joseph Chuma. Honorable Joseph Chuma He's a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Honorable Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, how are you?
No, fine. I hope now you are in Harare, right?
Yes, I'm in Harare.
Thank you very much. So there's this friction in ZANU-PF, and we are seeing the First Lady and the President actually rolling their sleeves, you know, in preparation for a big fight with Emmerson Mnangagwa. What is going on?
I'm not sure I've sensed that kind of dilemma within our party. I've not seen how the President or the First Lady have rolled up their sleeves against the Vice President. What I know for a fact is has been spoken of by the President himself and the First Lady is that they have a mutual and a good relationship with the Vice President, Comrade Mnangagwa, and besides that they also have family ties. They are family friends. So I don't know how or where people get that notion from that there is that fight that is looming. And according to what I know, we don't have that kind of fight. We have a president and the first lady who are mutually connected to the vice president, even both of the vice president of Zimbabwe. And so I don't really know where and how these things are coming from. But what I can deduce is that there are some people who would love to see us in that kind of situation where we fight, and then when we fight, we become weaker. So they are going to bring up all sort of conspiracy theories and make it look like now things have fallen apart. But I can assure you, ZANU-PF is a big party. Yes, we are bound to have differences. But those differences are not going to shift our goalposts and our focus on what we know we stand for and what we know we want to achieve come 2018. And that is to win and win resoundingly. So we are not going to actually follow that kind of path which is going to divide us. But instead, we are going to close ranks and we are going to come together. We are going to make sure that we encourage dialogue more than anything else and come up a bigger and stronger party, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Matemba Danda, are you on the line? You are hearing what Honorable Joseph Chuma is saying there. Is he not trying to put back toothpaste? Are there no factions in ZANU-PF?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still in the party? Maybe he got better information. Or it could be that he did not hear what the First Lady said and what the President said in Bindura. But talk about Masenal and Central, it's not the first time. You remember what she said in Tuesha about the Vice President and what they said at the Midlands interface.
Mm-hmm.
Is very different from what they said when they go to Mass Central.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't want to dwell much on what Honorable Chumai said, that he's talking what he sees, what he thinks, and what he knows. But I talk about what I know. Also, and what I see from afar, I think there is a serious onslaught on Emmerson Dambiso Mnangagwa. And, you know, in Shona,
mm-hmm.
if the president says, Nakazongona ati tutururu achuya kuondo, tutururu, you know, it's like an undestination stroller, a person who wanders around and he happens to bump into a place that is the meaning of tutururu. When someone says, "Akazongoti tutururu achishika," I don't think you can say that on a vice president you respect. He confirmed at the Midlands interface that the vice president indeed got poisoned,
mm-hmm.
but he was to try and investigate how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But in my central, it was a change of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, if that translates to love, I don't know. But I don't want to dwell on personalities, because when we fight a war, we do not fight for individuals. We care about what we promised the people of Zimbabwe, which we have failed to deliver. I know people can argue and say things are okay, things are moving on well, but the truth is that we have failed the people of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we want a new convergence of ideas,
mm-hmm.
so that, yes, we can talk politics, we can insult, we can pass in a ningi, but for the past 7 years, we've been saying pass in ever, no one is down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a waste of time. Let us concentrate on real issues. Let us be positive about what we are doing. We are wasting people's time. If we are going to talk of an interface that has got over 150,000 people who come to be told that this guy was not poisoned, we are a famba so. What value addition do you get from that?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to see, there was no single issue about the youth that was spoken at the Bindura interface. So these interfaces are no longer used interfaces. They are insulting faces,
mm-hmm.
or interfaces for insulting other people.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is that everyone knows that the president is advanced in age, and people think they want to position themselves. You compare Sekera Mai with Mnangagwa. That is very unfortunate. That can be told, of course, the likes of Kasukuere and others,
mm-hmm.
but it will not be told to us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it is Mnangagwa who should be the president, but I'm saying let us just face reality.
Mm-hmm.
We need solutions to the current problems that we have. ZANU-PF, undeniably, has caused a lot of suffering to the people. And this is what caused us to be chased out of ZANU-PF, because we were talking about these things. We were talking against the corruption. We were, in fact, I was writing reports to the president to say, this is what was gathered on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We know of people who were selling giraffes in Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
People who, you know, were given $6 million to buy diamonds at $34 a carat.
Mm-hmm.
Go and polish them somewhere and sell them for over $3,000 a carat.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote all these reports. And what do you get? You are insulted at a rally.
Mm.
So unless and until we have people who are men and women enough in leadership to fight corruption, not those that want benefits to benefit from corrupt activities. These are the problems that we have. Mismanagement, misgovernance.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we have in Zimbabwe. And this is what we must talk at the interface.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What do you get from passing? Are you going to correct any of the problems? Are you going to work on the potholes?
Mm-hmm.
What do you get from that?
Thank you. Mr. Matemata, stay on the line. We'll come back to you. We just want to talk briefly to Dr. Victor Chimutu, a political analyst. He leads the group Zimbabwe Adzoka. Maibuye is Zimbabwe. Dr. Chimutu, good evening.
Good evening,
Lenin. What is your take on this youth interface, which, of course, you heard Mr. Matebandanda saying it's not a youth interface at all because it was not tackling the problems that affect the youths?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate that these meetings or rallies are being used to explain to the nation and to the people of Zimbabwe about the problems in ZANU-PF. to deal with their succession issues, factionalism, tribalism, whatever they call it. Because you would expect that the president would use these huge gatherings to articulate issues to do with the way forward in terms of our country, the direction of our country, what is ZANU-PF planning for Zimbabweans, what are the possible solutions out of the quagmire we are in as a country. And these are some of the fundamentals, some of the issues that you really expect. And I was there, I was listening to the address by both the First Lady and the President. And you don't pick anything, you don't get anything out of it. It's about ZANU-PF, it's about factionalism, it's about tribalism, it's about who did what, when, and you know, it's about a lot of history that you get. And I, you know, as also a young Zimbabwean, what we expect from this is for the president to tell us, to articulate us what is ZANU-PF planning. I mean, because we are going to have elections next year, and they should really use this opportunity and this huge audience to articulate the particular position on economic issues, on issues of prosperity, education, on issues like, you know, the health sector. Our health sector has crumbled. I think Comrade Matema Danda was talking about the infrastructure, you know, and we don't hear these things, but we only get the rhetoric and issues about factionalism. So it's very unfortunate, and it's very sad that we are having this type of leadership and these issues being talked about, you know, in on national events or big events like this.
Thank you, Dr. Chimoto Gibbs.
Yeah, let's go back to Honorable Joseph Chuma. Honorable Joseph Chuma, I think you can hear where everybody is going. Now, in terms of what Mr. Victor Matemadanda is saying, there's nothing that is constructive from these so-called youth interfaces. So he says, stop calling them that because they are no longer that kind of thing. So at the end of the day, you know, where is the party going? Maybe the First Lady wants to be the leader of Zimbabwe, right?
But look, we should not be speculating when we don't necessarily have to be speculating at all. The First Lady has come up clear, and she has said that she is not interested in taking up the position of the presidency in the country of Zimbabwe. So there is no way then now that we should now say the First Lady is intending to become the president, yet she has clearly said no, she won't be doing that. And two, you see, I actually like what Comrade Matemadanda said when he said, no, as a person who is outside, he will not draw so much into what is inside. And that is exactly how things should be looked at and how anybody must interpret these things. How we run our youth interfaces is entirely up to us as a party, as ZANU-PF. And what we are going to address is also entirely up to us as a party, as ZANU-PF. And not according to anybody else's expectation or understanding. That would be totally wrong. It's a ZANU-PF event, and we are going to do it the way we want us to do it in ZANU-PF. And if things are going to be explained, when running, so be it. Besides, these same youth that we're talking about are part and parcel of the structures of ZANU-PF. And they need to understand whatever could be happening within ZANU-PF. And so it would be probably an opportune time for the president or the first lady to address certain issues that might actually be thrown in other people's place. Because you must understand that the people that are talking about the poisoning issue and the fighting issue and not even Mnangagwa himself or the president himself, but it's other people from outside who are busy saying that this is what has happened. And I shudder to think that why is not probably said probably an explanation from the main minister who is affected and hear his side of story. This should then be the guiding a sort of pillar for us to talk about anything. So it becomes very much vexing to say, what are we trying to do? Who is trying to fool a who here? Because the people that are inside, the people that are affected, are not speaking about this thing. But somebody who's not inside, somebody who's not affected, is the one who's rising and pushing and putting pressure and wanting to, to sort of blow this thing out of proportion. And then it comes to that conclusion that I said that, you know, I think there are some people who love to see us in a very divided and fighting a sort of mode, and then that will work for them. But like I said earlier on, ZANU-PF is bigger than that. ZANU-PF is more wiser than that. We are not going to allow people to make us fight. Instead, we are going to focus on what we need to do in order for us to achieve our goal. And our goal is to win elections and win them fairly and cleanly. Yes, we have problems. The economy is not tricky. Things are not working well. But those are some of the things that we now need to sit down and see, engage. We are right now in the mood of engaging even the West itself to say, how can we come up together? How can we be on the same line of investment so that the economy can rise up again and peak once again for everyone? Because when it's dead like this, it's dead for everybody, including the same vanity of people. So it's not like that maybe when the economy is dead, it's probably dead for the opposition or some other people, and the vanity of people are okay. No, it's not that. Everybody is affected. So we need to be honest about this and say, how do we come out of this thing that are pulling us down as a nation?
Honorable Chuma, you seem to be saying people who are not in the party are the ones who are funding factionalism. But in this case, they said it themselves. I mean, journalists used to write about these problems. We invited you on this show. You were saying nothing like that is happening. But I think, like Mr. Matemba Danta said, maybe you did not follow this particular rally because it was they themselves. And you talked about Mr. Mnangagwa not saying anything. The first lady said that is his modus operandi. He doesn't say anything. He sends people to talk on his behalf.
But look, the vice president is a very big man, and he is very eloquent as well. He is very, very much capable of speaking on his own behalf. And I think if there's anything that needs to be said from his side, he's going to say it. Who are we to speculate? I mean, about that. We're talking of a whole vice president, a whole businessman, a family man, who is so capable of opening his mouth and say whatever he wants to say. So I think I don't want to speculate. I want to wait for the day when we finally say, because I remember one day, he actually came out to me and said, what these people are saying about the Lacoste issue, I'm not part of it. I'm not the leader. I've never been there. I've never said I want to do that. He said, I'm very loyal to the president, and I'm going to remain loyal to the president until the last minute, the last day. So this is what I take. This is what he is saying. It is now.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Let's go to our caller. Goma Donald Magadi.
Ndimi makazvisikira moto muziso.
na nika pezi nguwa yewa nwe Zimbabwe ndiki komenda zunu zuku zekuma umbre ndimeji pezi rawa nguwa kuda chavata urandeche kuti there is now convergence of political views, which is very true. Mm-hmm. But kuti iwanawama tema danda wakandai, this revolution is not based on individuals. Those are the mistakes that we have to do because you want to talk about an individual as the best person or the best thing or the worst thing. It's not about individuals. It's about the operationalization of a system. How does it operate? And this revolution goes by stages, which you might not be understanding. And kana asira understand kuti revolution inofamba sei ma problems are mu revolution anoitika sei anogona kufarira zvinhu zvinogona kuzomuneta mangwana. Mm-hmm. So ndiri kufunga kuti mafungiro ekuti anga farire kuti vamati madanda vakuona vakadai is not the solution. You must go deeper. But and ndiri kupedzera vanhu nguva ndichitaura nezvaizvozvo. Ndiri kutaura ndichiti inini it's not true kuti vanhu vari kunze kwezano PF vari kukoza maproblems kuzano PF. Hachisi chokwadi. Zvinogona kungotaurwa nemunhu asingazivi kwakabviwa. Tinoziva zano PF iri zano nezapo. Zano yakambotungamirwa naStole ndavaningi tinoziva zvaiitika pa phase yavaStole. Ikasara ina chairman chitepo tinoziva zvakaitwa navachitepo kusimudza chimurenga pakazouya vamugabe tinoziva zvakaitwa navamugabe zvinogona kunge vamwe nhasi vasingazivi kuti chakamboitika chii sei zvakati zvakaitika. Mm-hmm. Haisiyo nguva yekuti tizvitaure asi kana yasvika nguva tinozvitaura. So kwakabviwa kure maproblems aripo kana mukatarisa izvino muzano PF kana kuti muzano kana kuti muZimbabwe mune vanhu vakanzi vashandi.
Mm-hmm.
Variko ukatarisa kuti chinonzi mushandi chii chinonzi mushandi maworkers dai.
Mm-hmm.
Zano PF kubva iri zano government yakauya ikashanda nevashandi ndio vanovatsvangira yava dai.
Mm-hmm.
Pachifambiwa bichana bichana vakadzikana nevashandi.
Mm-hmm.
Kuhondo uku isiti takauya tine vamwe vakanga vachinzi vakadzingwa musangano kana kuti vakasungwa nemhaka yekuti vashandi.
Mm-hmm.
Vashandi vemuZimbabwe ZCTU yakashanda nezano ikazobuda vakuru vayo vazhinji vakazofoma MBCT. Chinomboitika chii kuti pane kunzi mushandi kana kuti panotaurwa nezvekushanda panokonana neutungamiriri hwavamugabe? Chii chinenge chichiitika? Vanogona kutaura vanenge vasingazvizivi, tozviziva takabva nazvo.
Mm-hmm.
Saka maproblems haasi kutanga nhasi, akagara ariko, asi sechinhu chinenge chiri chenyu munenge muchifunga kuti munozvigadzirisa.
Mm-hmm.
Nyaya yavari kutaura yekuti mungadai makataura nyaya yesuccession. Nyaya yesuccession kuda havasi kutoziva kuti ndiyo yatakadzingirwa tichidistotwa.
Mm-hmm.
Tikanzi tainyora chinonzi blue ocean chenhema, munhu akanyora blue ocean ariko pazanupf HQ munyika aripo akainda akanovaudzwa ndinda akanyora havasi kuda kuzvitaura because varoda kuwana some credit yekuti chakanyorwa nebao vacant.
Mm-hmm.
Vanonyora zvinhu zvakawanda vana Jonathan vozvipa vamwe voziita zvavo.
Mm-hmm.
Iyo iri kunzi Lacoste neG40 hapana asingazivi kuti zvinhu zvakatangiwa naJonathan. Mm-hmm. Asi zvaakupiwa mhosva kune vamwe. Mm-hmm. Iye zvino pabhindura pari kutaurwa Makangwa mutungamiriri achitaura roo yemakaranga.
Mm-hmm.
Kuti vaifamba sei, vaishanda sei, participate sei muchimurenga and so forth and so on. Mukavanzwa vaitaura kuti pane time yatakatoda a tribal balance muhondo handiti.
Mm.
So tiri kutaura nezvemutungamiriri akanga akatungamirira hondo asi achiona kuti vanhu vangu havapo.
Mm-hmm.
Nhasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yekuti vamwe vari kuda kuita dynasty.
Yeah.
Asi vamwe vari kufunga kuti vari loyal zviri right kuve loyal haudzingu bhati vari kutaura vese apa vanozviziva here kuti munhu akapiwa zita rekunzi bheura napurezidendi ndini.
Mm-hmm.
I was closer to him than what they think they are.
Mm-hmm.
But can only close the door for
Zundosa.
Izo zvakuda kuti isu tichikumbira madzimambo edu aende kunotikumbirira una president aiwa isu hatina kumbogara takazvitarisa semakaranga kana kuti semazvezuruka kuti semandevere isa hukama hwatakadzidzisiwa isu vanhu vechikaranga hahusi hwerurimi takadzidzisiwa hukama hwemutupo ini ndikaenda kublawai ndikanosakana nemunhu anoyera shumba ndatove nababa namai. Ndikaenda kwamutoko ndikanowana munhu anoyera shumba vakati nehoreka ndatowana baba namai. Izvi zvaakutaurwa nemukuru zvekuti makaranga zvakadai takazvinzira kudharo ini hatizvizivi isu kuchikaranga kwedu.
Tinotenda tichadzoka kwamuri
ndomunozaa Arthur Ndimande. Baba Ndimande kunjani? Yevo baba Ndimande. Yalo baba Ndimande uyangizwa?
Ngulalele Dube linjani?
Hayi siphile kakhulu, hayi ngathi singakuzwa lapha. Ye phosa lakho baba isikhathi sesingabili.
Hayi thina into ebuhlungu kithi kuphela iZanu-PF kayicaci umgabe ngabe uyatshiyela abanye ngoba kathesi manje sisemazweni kakukho okuhle ngathi siyafisa ukubana sibe sekhaya eZimbabwe but ngendlela yesimo kuyasixotsha. So umbuso wakhe vele kawukho muhle mubi kakhulu kithi thina esifisa ukubana sibe sezweni lethu. Xa sisemazweni singeyebo siyasebenza but kasikhululekanga ukuthetha eZimbabwe kulozivuse kakulazivuse kasikhululekanga thina.
Pho ke kuyakumele kulungiswe njani khona?
Ye kulungiswa kwakhona ikuthi sikhalele ukuthi iparty ephikisa i-opposition party ngabe iyakhampena mpela abantu bayivotele ibe nokunqoba njalo sibe sicele ukuthi nxa kukuthi kuvota njengoba iZanu-PF iyazivotela iphinde izibalele njalo ibe yiyehleza esihlalweni abe sadike bengenele mpela kumkhetho oluzayo ukuthi nxa kumbe iparty ephikisayo iwina ivuse ithathe umbuso mhlawumbe kungatshintsha lathi siphile ezweni lakithi esizalwa kulo.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ungathina lokusasa Ndimande.
Yebo.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Ndimande. He says you know, many people are not happy with the president's rule. He says it's too iron-fisted and, you know, he's in Botswana right now. And he says because Zimbabwe is not providing them jobs and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the fellow said that SADC should actually be roped in terms of the next elections. Because he says ZANU-PF always votes for itself and declares itself the winner. And so no one will ever take over from ZANU-PF except if SADC comes in. Dr. Monitor the polls.
Regai tiende kuna mkoma makoni. Makadi.
Mkoma zirizi.
Aywa, tiripoti peo pungwa zenyi.
Right. Nduda u bunza waka wachuma. Ndanzo waito wa yuzo. Iyo waru zono jikono mimi Zimbabwe ya dona. Iyo ezi zano pia yuzo. Ndiyo the ruling party yuzo Zimbabwe. Are they still hoping kuti ekonomi neza ya yuzo nezi ija chinja. Wapane mameja za waru wana wero. Mungu sore kuti wangata sote ekonomi ija chinja. Then the other thing. Rautenda wamatenda danda.
Matenda
for standing up. Yeah, Mama Tina Danda for standing up. I was a rumor. Murgona, Nyaya, Vitiga, Yawa, Mnangago, NTGM, ZANU-PF. You never get the correct answer. You never get the truth from a ZANU-PF supporter. Like Wanababa Chuma, Mamma Magana Chogwadi. But you, Wamatima Danda, Nevangu, Zwachogwadi. Natalam Bita Mira Bachogwadi. One D is Janak. Okay, thank you so much.
Mr. Chuma, I think you heard what he said. He says you admitted that all is not well when it comes to the economy, saying does the party have any plans to turn around the economy?
Yes, we do have plans to do that. But now, these plans will actually now wants to speak to everybody, to involve everyone. Because the biggest detriment that we suffer as a people and as a nation is when other people decide not to be patriotic when it comes to the principles and the values of taking one's nation forward. So here what we are looking forward to is every Zimbabwean putting or bringing their differences and focusing on being patriotic enough to actually steer this economy, this economy out of the doldrums that it currently is suffering from now. So it is going to be a collective effort. It will need everybody to roll up their sleeves and rework in unison, just like what the Americans would do. Despite their differences in their political counterparts, but when it comes to the principles and values of America, they become one. And this is exactly the same language that we need to inculcate in everybody of us here, including you guys who are out there, to say, when we talk about Zimbabwe, let's talk about Zimbabwe in a positive aspect. And they identify the critical areas that are letting us down, like, for example, the corruption issue. That is a definitely bad thing that nobody must actually allow. And we need to speak out about that. We need to start seeing actions being taken against those individuals. Because we must remember that when they do that, they are taking that money into their own coffers, not the national coffers, not the Zambian coffers. So we cannot stand by and allow those things to happen. So we now need to come together and unite as Zimbabwe says, before we look at our different political parties and say, what are we going to do for Zimbabwe, which is our motherland, to make it better for everyone, and especially for the future generation, our children that are coming up. They must find it clean enough for them. And the people to clean that is us now. So we need to say, let us not always engage the political gear. Try to just disengage that gear and engage the developmental gear, which now takes everybody to forget about their political aspiration and think about Zimbabwe first. And when Zimbabwe is running it up, we can now think of our political sort of corners. But as long as we don't do that, we are going to always suffer. No matter even if you bring anybody, even if you bring Trump to run Zimbabwe, it will not be governable as long as people don't want to come in unison and say, this is our country, and therefore let's be patriotic about it, and let's actually support it and put it outside there to the whole world and market it enough so that people can actually be interested to come in and invest in this same country. So my check is that we need to disengage the political gear and engage the developmental gear, which doesn't speak of politics. It speaks of honesty, good governance, and definitely no corruption.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yeah, mpinda kuna mbo kwe baba chuma, ngansu kangele kuna kukuchari kuti kukunywa mkosi kazi ukresi mkabe. Kukunywa mkona ngaku kangele, akuyangisi ngansu kuna kukunywa kutua gula lo mnumza na ubanibani, walu sana la ubanibani. Kuzo buya njalo kuti umongameni kwake kuruma futi lango mnumza na machonga and, you know, akuyangisi kwa kukono kama picha nisewe.
Mhlawumbe yikuthi mina angikuzwanga konke lokhunywa kwabe kingekho. So mina kangithandi ukubana ngikhulume ngento engiyazisanga ukuthi ivela ngaphi iya ngaphi, ngoba ngingachuma ngihluma ngilahleki. So mina engimahambe yikona kubate ade ngikusho ubana mina ngibona ngazathi ukuthi into meyihambele kuhle ake kuhlekele kongifuna ukudlephana ngento ezazezisinede ngabiso, ngoba ekupheleni kwensuku ubuhlungu lokuzaziwa ngumuntu wonke. Ubunzima lobu ubuze buzathwala ngomuntu wonke. Ngakho-ke sokudingeka ukuthi ke sike siphume emadleleni elokufuna uhlala sisilwa, elokufuna uhlala siphontana ngeminwe, sike sikhambe ukubona kanti kuyini esingakwenza njengomhlaba zulu wonke ukuthi wona ilizwe lethu lati likelibe nelizwe elilokuthula njalo elilokuphumelela.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. We want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Victor Matimba Danda, Secretary General of Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP and Central Committee Member, Dr. Victor Chimutu, briefly, and also Mehluli Martin Pofo, in Canada, who also was with us at the beginning of the show. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and those who sent messages. Thanks to our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube. Good night, Zimbabwe.